Welcome to The Ether. Today is Sunday, April 24th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command. Have you heard of TDX? Listen, Orbital Command is putting together the Terra DAP Expo on June 9th and 10th in Austin, Texas. Not Boston. I know, that's what I thought. Austin. Austin, Texas. Come get doxxed IRL and share merriments with all of your favorite fellow lunatics and lunatics. For more information, go to terradapexpo.com or hit the menu item on the site right here on terraspaces.org. And as always, be sure to check out Orbital Command online at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For more information, check out terraspaces.org/sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Galactic DAO Treasury Strategy Space. Let's take a listen.
Good evening, all. This is Rebel DeFi here. Looking forward to this call, guys and girls. Mr. Terra Spaces, how about a song to keep us going? Sounds like Finn might have gone all business and shit. And no mucking about on this one. Okay.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you're doing okay. We will kick things off in a couple of minutes. Let's just give some people more time to join.
And I'm wondering, Jack, should we be booting anyone who's not got a punk as their PFP?
Oof, that's a bit hard. That's a bit harsh.
English humor. Welcome one and all.
Hello everybody. Another test from me as well. I hope I can be heard loud and clear.
I can hear you, Karma.
Perfect. Now from me, a more wholesome welcome, no matter which JPEGs and pixels you were. No one is going to be booted today. Welcome to all punks and all otherwise affiliated NFT lovers.
Morning, everyone. Mikatachan running the Galactic DAO account. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out how to use this. Morning, all.
Good morning, Sarah.
Just a few months more and we will all finally be pros. The one tip I can give everybody is to mute themselves unless they are speaking, because there has been a bit of background sound, last times we've had these spaces. But I think while we wait for everybody, what we were thinking of doing is basically running these Galactic DAO spaces every Sunday from now on for the foreseeable future, as there is a lot happening in the DAO, and we just really want to keep everybody updated on what it is that we are doing. At the same time, these are a great opportunity to just come together as an opportunity, not just members of the Galactic DAO, but members of the Terra NFT space in general. I think the things we discuss, the things we're working on as a community, translate very directly into other communities. Terra NFT space is still so small, and I think we can pride ourselves in the fact that we all know each other. There is such a huge overlap in holders of various collections, and we can all continue growing together alongside each other. On that note, while we wait for everybody to join, I was thinking that maybe every week we should do a quick recap of the most important things that have happened. Now, I won't, have the chance to go in depth on everything right now, but I think the most intriguing things, the two ones that have happened, might have been the big teased Orion announcement. We have all been wondering what makes a man just get up one day and, throw millions into JPEGs. Most of us are possibly only stopped by the fact that we don't have the millions, but nevertheless, a very big announcement was teased, and I think in the upcoming few days, we can expect a big AMA, including Orion, where we will learn a bit more about what their plans for providing additional utility to Terra NFTs is, and how long-term it may affect our collections. So stay tuned just a little bit longer on more news on that as we work that through. The second interesting tidbit of information, or more likely an interesting happening that we have observed this week, and we will be talking about this later on the topic of multisigs, was the continuing saga of skeleton punks. And, you know, the community is showing itself very, very strong in the face of really difficult position of Frex, the initial co-founder, having returned after rugging for 350k. Now, I'm using the word rug here quite intuitively, just because what he did was basically reactivate his Twitter account, come back, and demand, I would even say, return of the control of the community back to him, even after disappearing for a month with parts of the funds. Now, as I said, maybe a bit later, Bulin, who I see and welcome in the chat, can update us a bit more about that. But right now, having seen that many people have joined already, we can move forward with some more updates. Now, I will give the word to Wrecked Wolf, our vigilant trackers of Terra NFT space, so that they can give us an overview of the upcoming mints, so we don't miss anything this week, any of us. And then we will come back with the actual theme discussion, and the word will be given to our finance nebula, who will propose today a very comprehensive plan for allocations of DAO treasury. So let's first hear from Wrecked Wolf, and then I will introduce all the Finance Nebula councilmen of the Galactic DAO.
Hey, thanks, Karma. All right, I'll try to give a quick recap of what's coming up this week in terms of Terra NFTs and basically what's minting. Obviously, it's also in the GP mint calendar, so that calendar is constantly updated. But just wanted to share, you know, some of this news with y'all over this Twitter space. Basically, in a few hours, we're going to have Cyberdeck Money that's going to be minting at 8 p.m. UTC. So interesting project. I think we are all very aware of the unmet need that Cyberdeck is trying to tackle. So interesting one for the long term. Then we have Tiny Scouts that's going to be minting tomorrow, actually at 1 a.m. UTC, so not much longer after Cyberdeck. It's going to be minting on Random Earth and Cyberdeck on Nowhere. Then we have the super popular Hellhounds, which will be minting on the 25th of April. So I think everyone is aware that Hellcats is doing a Gen 2. If we can call it that way, that's going to be minting on Luart on the 26th of April. We have something that's, I think a lot of people from Solana are familiar with the coin flip project that they have, or DGen coin flip, I think it's called. Terra is coming up with their own coin flip project called Lunar Coin Flip. So that's going to be minting on the 26th of April on Nowhere. Then we have on the 27th, Meta Builder, which is kind of a voxel metaverse play. And they just announced that they bought some land in Sandbox in order to kind of incorporate the voxels that they want to be minting on One Planet, actually, on the 27th of April. And I'm going to finish another one that's minting on the 27th of April, which is the Luna Wardens, kind of the same team from ForeGuard. They have the cool 3D aesthetics, so and a pretty solid team. I think they partnered with a lot of people, so they have good connections too. So yeah, that's what's coming up next week in terms of, you know, mints. Let us know if y'all have any questions. I think a lot of exciting projects coming up next week, a lot of them. It's going to be hard to choose, or you can choose them all. I think not financial advice again, but I think a lot of good quality projects coming to Terra NFTs, so very exciting stuff.
Thank you so much, Berserker, in name of the Wrecked Wolf and the entire Terra NFT space. As was said, many of these mints can be observed in the minting calendars across various Terra Discords. Most of them stem from Wrecked Wolf, as it's like a subscribed list that is auto-updating from their Discord. Thank you very much. Now we will move towards the main topic of this AMA today. Now we have here, as speakers, Rebel DeFi, EC, Ezra, and Longcoin. Four out of five of our Finance Nebula Council members at the Galactic DAO. Now, just as a quick recap for people who are not aware, the Galactic DAO is decentralizing, and we have formed these concentrated work groups where any member can help working on, you know, just concentrated initiatives for the DAO. And the democratically elected council is in charge of, you know, streamlining the discussion and enacting proposals that are discussed with the community. Now, today, they are presenting a comprehensive plan on how to allocate Luna and UST sitting in Galactic DAO Treasury so that we can maximize passive yield and our future income while preserving, of course, like a safe and very reasonable risk metric. Now, I would first like everybody to introduce themselves just quickly so that, you know, everybody can follow you and know who we're speaking with. Rebel, maybe you want to start, and then EC, Ezra, and Longcoin.
Thank you very much for those kind words, Karma. Yep, Rebel DeFi here. You might know me from YouTube, and I'm also part of Orbital Command and the Galactic DAO's Finance Nebula Council. Pleasure to be here.
Hello, everybody. EC is here. I live in Toronto, Canada. Very excited to be part of this community, and I will do my best to contribute to the finances, and hope we work together and grow our treasury.
Yeah, so hey everyone, I'm Ezra. So I study finance at the Sorbonne, and I'm an Terra investor. I founded also the Kronberg Council, and now I'm part of the Finance Council, and I will work my best to push this to the top of the NFT project.
Yeah, hi, this is Longcoin. I'm in California, recovering toxic Bitcoin maxi. Looked for 20% one day and fell down the Luna rabbit hole. Now I'm excited to participate in the Finance Nebula for the Galactic Punks.
Thank you so much, everyone. The fifth council member who couldn't join us today is 220. His Twitter handle is PYEH07. You can find everybody's handles in the latest Galactic DAO announcement about the spaces. Now, if you could all kick off and present to us as the DAO, present to everybody listening later as a recording, how the allocations that you envision would go and what the main strategies for allocating DAO Luna and UST will be. A broad overview would be lovely, maybe with some examples. And after you think you've presented the broad principles that you are thinking of, we could open this discussion up and allow people to ask questions or maybe even just discuss what you've proposed. Please go ahead.
Hi guys, Rebel DeFi back again. So that we can open this up to questions and comments and feedback sooner rather than later, we're just going to try and move through quickly and concisely. We're all going to see a little bit of the document we've prepared, and then hopefully we can get some of your feedback. So the section that I was going to address is to do with orientation and our general aims of what we want to do with the DAO funds. Well, the DAO funds that the Finance Nebula is going to be sort of primarily, or hopefully primarily, in charge of investing. So the main idea we are thinking is that we want to grow the quantity of Luna that we have and the quantity of UST that we have in as low a risk fashion as possible. And that's essentially it. We want more Luna, more UST, and do it safely. So that's really what we've been discussing over the last few weeks. And I think Ezra was going to come in and talk a little bit about our budget.
Yeah, exactly. So about the budget, Finance Nebula suggested that a new multisig wallet should be established with members from the Nebula Finance Council and ambassadors team. So each transaction must require six signatories. So this will ensure that the Finance Nebula Council will always require the support of the ambassadors team to complete transactions. And so we requested a budget from the main DAO wallet of 5,000 Luna and 200,000 UST. So maybe I'll let you the word to keep going this presentation.
Absolutely. And I think just for reference for everybody, I think at this very moment, as we speak, the overall holdings of the Galactic DAO treasury are about $1.5 million, but all of this is liquid. So what Finance Nebula is requesting is just a part of these funds in a separate multisig that will be easier to control. And consecutively, the return on investments will be easier to track because these funds will obviously be in a separate wallet where we can track the performance of the investments. I'm sorry, guys. Carry on.
Yeah, totally. It will be a lot easier to compound, for example, stacking rewards or on stuff, and also to track the budget because we will see what the DAO wallet give us, and then we can just see each month, each week, how our investments is going.
Longcoin, do you want to come in and say anything? I think EC might be driving, so it might be challenging for him.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say, like Karma indicated, we have a healthy treasury right now. So the strategy that you mentioned, Rebel, you know, we're fortunate enough to take kind of a wealth preservation approach primarily, and a little bit of growth exposure to blue chip protocols without really creating too much risk for the overall portfolio. I can chime in a little bit later with some other specifics.
Cool. So what we're hoping to have in our proposal, what we've got in the document we've written so far, but we're going to put out in the proposal is a list of example transactions that we think we should have the authority, along with the ambassadors and the team, just to do on the DAO's behalf. And then a list of transactions which we do not have the authority to do. So for example, one of the things I would like the authority to do is if we get control of, say, well, we're going to ask for 5,000 Luna. So if we get these 5,000 Luna into the Finance Nebula wallet, I would like us to be able to just, if we decide we need to get some P Luna and Y Luna, we can take some of that Luna, maybe 1,000, 2,000 Luna, refract it on Prism, just hold on to the P Luna, and then put the Y Luna into the Prism Farm event. Because we've already got quite a lot of Prism, which is amping at the moment. So to me, it seems a no-brainer just to try and build our Prism position by joining the Prism farm. Something that we would maybe be outlawed from doing would be going, right, okay, we've got some P Luna now. Let's just combine that with UST and jump into an LP. So that's not really preserving our Luna position, because if something happened to the value of P Luna, we could then end up with less P Luna than we need to recombine it with our Y Luna sitting in the farm to get back our full Luna exposure. So that's kind of the ideas that we're thinking about. Essentially, the transactions that we'd like to be able to do are really just staking Luna, and then putting the UST into Anchor Earn. So it's nothing particularly big-brained at all. It's really just going right back to basics. And trying to, and I think, just like Longcoin was saying, preserving our Luna position and then growing it slightly. And I think that's kind of us gone through our sort of proposal a little bit without sort of reading it out to you. So if we can get some maybe feedback and some ideas from what people within the DAO would like to see, that'd be fantastic.
I think I personally cannot see people who come up, with questions or raising their hands, but the Galactic DAO and Galactic Punks account can certainly look through questions and add people as speakers. I think generally the idea of this space and of updates later on is also to educate others a little bit on how best to allocate their personal Luna as well. Obviously, our private wallets don't have holdings as rich as the Galactic DAOs, but I think if someone wants to allocate at least parts of their private Luna into safe strategies, they can learn a lot from what you guys will be doing and from tracking these proposals. So unless there are questions right now, please correct me if they are, I think a very, very good idea would be to maybe talk a little bit about which strategies you would consider not bad, but too risky for Finance Nebula to perform by itself without a general DAO vote.
Sure. Ezra, do you want to take that?
Yeah, maybe I can do some, like, for example, the borrowing strategy. We all agree that it's not a good idea to borrow, because with the multisig wallet, it can be like, if there is a huge crash that happened, we cannot quickly remove the funds and repay. So it can be a problem, and we doesn't want the DAO's funds to be liquidated. So yeah, we doesn't want to borrow anything. So that's a very important part of our strategy.
I think that pretty much sums it up. Yeah, anything to do with borrowing, we're not doing it, regardless of how good a strategy it might be with our personal wallets or how great it might be at stacking Luna. Yeah, no borrowing, which we think is sensible, as it's not really our money.
And like Rebel mentioned, we're obviously adverse to experiencing impermanent loss by entering into an LP with Luna and UST, for example. However, we do intend to enter into some LPs with like assets, meaning like B Luna with Luna, or Luna X with Luna, which really mitigates any serious impermanent loss, since the two assets move together.
Are you guys proposing to enter any lock drops as well?
100%. So, I mean, if we take Apollo DAO as a sort of model DAO, you can see how much they've grown their DAO simply by locking up some UST or locking up some LPs and then ending up with tons of free tokens. So although we can't go into the Astroport lock drop, the Mars lock drop, and others that may have happened previously, Kinetic, we can do this going forward. So, yeah, 100%. If we've got UST just sitting in Anchor Earn getting 20%, I think that's great. But then we've also got those funds available if there are like blue chip protocols coming up. I think Levana comes to mind. As far as I'm aware, it's UST for that. Maybe some of the bigger brains in here can tell me. But if Levana's offering a lock drop for UST, then I would 100% be backing that proposal.
I can see Danku in the audience. I'm pretty sure he's had some stuff to say on Levana, so I don't know if he's about to come up and say a few words.
We're press ganging the man.
Yeah. I can't see him requesting to speak at the moment, so we'll let that one slide.
We need to poke him. Poke him with a stick. Danku, come on. Sorry, what's the rest of the agenda, Karma?
Well, that was basically it. The entire point was for the DAO to be able to, I guess, ask questions if there are any, provide some feedback. I was hoping that we could, you know, widen up the discussion to different communities and also talk a bit about multisigs and how to improve them going forward. Because so far, I think we've seen from other projects and generally in the space that there still needs to be more awareness about how DAOs store their money, who has access to them, and, you know, how to improve these practices going forward. The example that I've, you know, given was the situation with Skeleton Punks. But I think this is not about singling anyone out. This is just about the fact that we still need a lot of education, and I think that discussion should also be opened up to that.
Looks like Danku came on, and we also have Julian after.
Hey, gentlemen. I just heard somebody wanted to get me up here, so I didn't even catch the question. I may ask you to repeat that.
Yeah, we were just talking about the Lavana lock drop. I'm not sure if you have any insight on how that's going to work.
Unless I've missed it, because I'm traveling this weekend, I think it's not yet 100% clear of how it will look like. But whatever it will look like, you guys should go in there. I mean, for my familia, please stay away, right? I need more Lavana tokens, so please don't dilute my rewards. But I think Rebel said earlier, it's like, it's a no-brainer, right? You have opportunity costs, but you have your funds idle sitting around. Why not letting them work for you? So I think there is not 100% clarity how the lock drop will look like, but there will be one. And I think Lavana right now is just figuring out the last pieces of how to 100% make it happen. So I cannot give you more insight unless I've missed the announcement that they have already clarity of how 100% to do it.
Thanks, Danku. I do just want to add that the Galactic DAO does not give financial advice, so please don't take this as personal investment strategies.
Absolutely not. However, when it comes to regrets at the Galactic DAO, one of my biggest regrets, I posted once in Finance Nebula back before Astroport lock drop happened, that we should take 200,000 USD and YOLO it into Astroport lock drop. And it will, until the day I die, it will be my biggest regret that we didn't do it, because we would have been quite big competitors in the Astro Wars. It would obviously have been stupid and very short-sighted, but, you know, in hindsight is king. Oh God, it would have been good.
Exactly. And just what Danku was saying there about going for the Lavana lock drop, I mean, hopefully there's going to be some synergy between Finance Nebula and NFT Nebula. And if NFT Nebula were going to be buying tons of dragon eggs, dust, and all that sort of stuff, this could work out really well together. And we've got Julian here as well. He's also a member of Finance Nebula. So can we bring Julian up?
Thanks, Rebel. You guys talked about all the strategies, but I know one of the biggest proposals that has been talked about has been the Bitcoin purchase. Has there been any updates on that?
Sorry, you were cutting out there a little bit, at least for me.
That's a good shout. I heard everything he said. Hopefully you can hear me. Julian was talking about our Bitcoin DAO.
If there's been any updates on the Bitcoin purchase, because I know that has been an active proposal. So just wanted to see if there was actual updates on that one.
Karma, do you want to come in on that one?
Yes. So basically, one of the biggest reasons for this spaces we are having right now, we have elected the Nebula councils, and we have our councilman here, but there were many, let's say, fears among some DAO members about the exact powers that the Nebulas may enact on their own. Because the entire point of creating these work groups is for the DAO to function more efficiently. Now, up till now, we had to vote on every big move and proposal, which means that the DAO is very, very slow. This was the exact reason why we completely missed out on the Astroport lock drop. We had the proposal too late. It was only, I think, 2 days until the lock drop end, and there was no chance for us to have voted it in time. So now we have these groups established with the councils. But it would be very silly to just allow the five elected people to act as they wish. So following these spaces and following the feedback that we are now accumulating, the council members will create or amend the document that they've already presented that outlines basically the strategies that they are allowed to pursue without a general DAO vote. So they have requested that budget of 5,000 Luna and 200,000 USD from the DAO treasury and a separate multisig that will also be overseen by the team and the ambassadors. And we will vote that in, including all of the strategies that they have outlined. The reason why the Bitcoin purchase has not yet gone to vote was because we were waiting for these spaces, and we were waiting for the voting that will go live later today, so that the Finance Nebula can include the potential Bitcoin purchase in their strategy and in their budget. So as long as they are all in favor, and as long as the vote passes and allows them to do that, then we can expect this to go live within the next couple of days.
And how much, Karma? Can I ask how much would you like to buy? Is that clear?
What a brilliant question for the our, for our finance nebula.
Yeah, we wanted to buy just one Bitcoin. Like, it's more easy, one entire Bitcoin, and we wanted to have a native Bitcoin, not a derivative. For example, we could buy very easily M Bitcoin on Mirror, but the premium is very high, and it doesn't send the same message to buy a native or a non-native one.
I mean, a little bit more would be nice, maybe 4.2, same as Danko's validator. That's a nice number. The one thing I wonder about the Bitcoin purchase is whether that would be a finance nebula thing or if that's a DAO decision. And that was a question.
I think the question whether this will be a general DAO vote or just a nebula decision will depend on whether or not you include that in your proposal. So, as I said, you are outlining a list of actions that you seek to pursue without DAO general vote. So if you include that in your proposal and the DAO votes yes to give you that power, then technically you could purchase Bitcoin with the capital given to you without a general DAO vote. Now, the question remains whether or not you will choose to include that in your proposal, because maybe you're not quite comfortable doing such decisions without general DAO vote. That would also be fully all right.
Yeah, I agree that the current proposal, which enables the finance nebula to really act in perpetuity, meaning do these authorized transactions as often as necessary, is one idea. And maybe we don't want to muddy that with a one-time purchase of Bitcoin. So that way we could pass the current proposal in a quicker fashion and move from there. Just my two cents.
Hi, hello, Easy here. Yeah, I agree with everybody on the finance nebula, because buying Bitcoin, we are not really looking for earning any yield on it. To be honest, it is more of a marketing strategy, to be honest. So, yeah, so it shouldn't be part of the finance noob that's what we're talking about.
And if down the road we were to consider maybe, and this is jumping ahead to something that hasn't been agreed upon or really discussed too much, would be exploring LP on ThorSwap. But again, that's way down the road. But that seems like it would fall more within the finance nebula than just picking up a Bitcoin for the DAO for more of a marketing purpose and yeah. HODL purpose.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair point, you know. So for everybody who have just joined, I've seen a lot of new people joining the spaces. We are discussing ways in which the Galactic DAO will allocate our treasury as advised by our democratically elected council members for Finance Nebula. But I think it's very, very important to remember that everything we do is never fully just a financial decision, especially in NFT space that's, you know, driven a lot by narratives. And I think, especially in the case of something like Bitcoin purchase, yes, we may be doing this because we believe in that investment long term. But it's an equal argument to say that it's almost as a sign of support towards the Terra space in general. You know, we are all aware of big Bitcoin purchases that have been done lately and how much narrative and how much publicity it has brought us all. And equally, it's also a marketing move. Someone actually wrote to me on DM and saying how absolutely amazing it would have been to have included laser eyes as a trait of GPs. And then the first NFT backed by Bitcoin, you know? Now, this is obviously getting ahead of ourselves, but I'm just saying that every one of these decisions has very, very many sides to it. And I think it's completely fair to say that all the nebulas, which are our DAO work groups, must work together to maximize the exposure of our decisions. It would be really lovely to hear if anyone, you know, disagrees with potential Bitcoin purchases, because I know that in the DAO we have some absolute Luna maximalists that think we should be converting everything we ever hold into Luna.
They're not going to make it. Buy it now. That's the best way.
Yeah. I would be interested in, I mean, obviously getting one ASAP, but then also allocating a percentage of perhaps validator rewards or royalties that come into the DAO, maybe, I don't know, 1% or 2% or something, just to monthly Bitcoin purchases going forward. I don't know if that is an idea that has much traction or not, but I think it's worth sort of putting out there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, almost like DCAing, because it's worth noting that the DAO doesn't have the need to purchase Luna per se, because we are DCAing into Luna via our weekly secondary market royalties. So 2% of every single Punk purchase on marketplaces goes directly to the DAO, and all of these are stored and accumulated in Luna. So, you know, long term, we are being our exposure to Luna is exponential and only growing as time passes. So this was just a clarification for people who might be wondering why we are not actually actively talking about DCAing into Luna, but other assets.
Do you have, just out of interest, figures at hand in terms of how much royalties you are right now getting every now and then, and also how high the validator rewards are in terms of Luna?
So these are brilliant questions. I see Xulian raising his hand at that second, so maybe he has done some calculations and wants to share some of that. But basically, when it comes to validator, we are all aware of the entire conundrum of our validator, the fact that it has gone down, and now we have, you know, luckily joined the active set again. Very bullish for the X community. Joined not once, but twice, with improved infrastructure. So I will not speak about the validator rewards, because majority of them has always been spent on Punk Raffles for stakers. So we were buying Punks every single week, and with the exponential floor price growth, that has cost us nearly all the income from the validator so far. We hope to change the reward structure in the future, but this is still in the works. And when it comes to royalties, I mean, it depends very, very heavily on the week and on the type of the volume that we've experienced. Most days we've seen, I think this week, please correct me if I'm wrong, between 1,000 and 4,000 Luna traded. So per day, I must say, per 24 hours. So 2% of that every single day.
Xulian, I see you've got your hand up. If you'd like to, speak.
Yeah, I'll hop on. I wanted to add, because I know the plan is partly to accumulate Luna, at least what was said at first, but it just feels like with so much Luna exposure already, the plan for the Finance Nebula should be focused more on longevity. I know everyone has been here for a very long time in crypto space, and a lot of the biggest failures for ICOs or projects in 2018 were their heavy reliance on ETH and just ETH in treasury. And we all know how volatile crypto can be. So overall, I would lean away from extra Luna purchases and more diversifying the treasury. It was just what I was leaning towards and was trying to express. We've had a long conversation on this in the DAO already, but just wanted to add that.
Yeah, I agree with you. At the end of the day, the DAO technically DCAs into Luna every week from marketplace royalties. So like that is our Luna exposure right there.
And just to come back in on that, I mean, my opinion on this is that that just getting this Luna that's coming in and then going into LPs, be Luna, Luna, ST, Luna, Luna, maybe Luna X, Luna, going into the Prism Farm event and then just holding our P Luna are great ways just to earn yield on our Luna. Personally would be against any form of sort of trying to trade Luna, especially with the multi-sig setup, and selling Luna at these prices for other project tokens. I mean, it may well be give much better yields, but because it's a lot riskier and because it's not my personal money, it's our money as a collective, I think that just conservative investment strategies are optimum, in my opinion, in this kind of setup, and also ones that are really low maintenance. So if we get some Luna, say we got hold of these 5,000 Luna, and we just put them into different strategies, maybe 2,000 into Prism, 1,000 into B Luna Luna, 1,000 into ST Luna Luna, and 1,000 into Luna X Luna, and then we just leave it. There really isn't much sort of that we need to do with that. That's easy for us, and we can just sort of calculate our revenue coming in sort of on a weekly and monthly basis.
Before everybody who has their hands up gets to speak, I just wanted to quickly update everybody. So I've just calculated the minimum royalties that we would have received last week. So it was a very, very bearish calculation at $80 Luna and assuming just 1,500 Luna volume daily, which we've had, you know, partially double that every day, but we would have earned as a DAO $16,800 as the most bearish calculation on most weeks, just from secondary market royalties.
And that's selling our Luna for UST.
Exactly. That would assume that we are instantly selling Luna for USD at $80 a Luna. Now, I think it would be very, very important to like widen up the discussion and do discuss. I mean, everybody hates selling Luna or burning Luna for USD, but I think it is a very important topic that we are very, very bad at taking profits. And it might be the most important in a long-term discussion on how to take profits and in which strategies to engage to take profits. Now, I will not discuss this because I personally am really not that big of a trader. I'm just a long-term holder because that works for me. But I have seen this second wallet strategy that Danku and CeFi have been discussing, where when you do decide to sell your Luna, you do so on a special wallet where it's, I guess, like a bit of a degen strategy when you borrow against it. And if you get liquidated, then well, you've sold a part of your stack. But if you don't and Luna keeps going up, then you've made a profit. This is a degen strategy, though, so might not be, you know, the sort of strategy that we might want to employ with joint funds. Just, you know, as a different part of the discussion.
Okay. We have CeFi and then Berserker and then Julian.
Hey guys, I've got just a few simple questions for you guys in terms of goals. Is the part of the goal of the DAO to have some sort of like fixed cash flow that's emerging, as opposed to simply sort of trading assets? Because one option is always to hold something like a bonded Luna or a bonded Atom with the express intent that you're basically dollar cost averaging into UST with your yield. And then you can use that UST periodically when the group sees sort of like an interesting opportunity. So you have a pool of UST emerging and you can basically buy the dip on whatever you want, whenever you want. And that solves a little bit of the problem where, like, usually the markets tend to be correlated. So when everything falls, sort of everything's falling. So it doesn't make sense to sell Luna low to buy something else low. It oftentimes makes more sense to have a constant DCA into UST and you use that to buy the dips. Might be a possible allocation for some of your Luna. So anyway.
There are so many hands up right now. Berserker, do you want to go first?
Actually, I'm diverging from the topic, so I'll let others comment on the strategies. I wanted to kind of talk about the marketing side of buying these coins.
And I'm keeping a list of everyone that's raised their hand to speak, so we'll hopefully get to everyone.
We're at a bit of a roadblock here. Was anyone going to respond to CeFi's comment on the B Luna?
Sorry, go for it, Ralph.
Julian, no, you're up. I've been speaking loads.
I want to comment on something that CeFi's saying actually does make a lot of sense. But overall, since Luna is constantly growing in the treasury, that is basically the most constant asset that is part of the treasury. That's where I would consider some form of profit taking
or burning or whatever it is, just to have that UST dependency or that UST extra outside of the volatility. Even if that UST is just being rolled over in an anchor or any other just safe situation, whether it be 2% of royalties weekly or whatever it is, but you're guaranteeing that the longevity of the treasury is going to be there regardless of the Luna volatility.
Yeah, and I apologize for cutting in front of people with their hands up, but I just wanted to say to CeFi, thank you so much for the insights. And I think answering your question will actually be incredibly difficult because as a DAO and as a collective, we have a hive mind. It's difficult to say exactly what our goal is. Of course, capital preservation, but various DAO members will have various imaginary goals for the future and what to do with this capital. I think the most important part is to not make things worse, but accumulate slowly, while also preparing ourselves for the eventuality of a downturn in the markets. And I will just, you know, give the voice again to people with their hands up.
Can we bring Dowie up to speak?
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hello. Hey. So I kind of like the idea that Sefi proposed here. It's interesting because if you can get some sort of a way to build up a slush fund of UST over time to deploy at your will, right? Because the way I understand it, the intent is that Finance Nebula is your subject matter experts in this area. So naturally, it makes sense that they have a sort of a leeway. As this UST is not really like principal funds, it's yield that we earned. So if we spend it forward to buy the dip on any given token of a Luna protocol, then technically we're not using our principal. So it's still a very risk-off method to get exposure to up-and-coming protocols. So I think it's a really good idea. And it gives the Nebula a whole lot more freedom to actually express the DAO's view in terms of like if Prism, for example, we're extremely aligned with. If Prism is like on a bit of a dip and we say, oh, we want to deploy like 5% of our slush fund into purchasing Prism, I think that I see no problem with it, is what I'm saying. Thank you.
Okay, we've got Longcoin and Galactic DAO with their hands up, so I don't know if Longcoin wants to go first.
Yeah, I'll just hop in briefly. You know, as far as what Karma was saying and everyone else really with trading Luna, you know, I come from a Bitcoin background where, you know, HODL, 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 but I think that there is a great opportunity to generate a cash flow through our large Luna holdings. When we've discussed it within the DAO, there's been some pushback about, you know, just acquiring Luna on the open market since we naturally DCA in based on our current holdings and our validator. But one option I would like to consider, and it's largely inspired by Sefi, would be for us to allocate a portion of our Luna holdings and maybe at a local top to sell off 50% for UST and then propose a dynamic dollar cost average strategy to the DAO so that the Finance Nebula isn't just deciding when to trade. We will be deciding when to trade, but it'll be memorialized, documented, and transparent. And we can also have, you know, levels at which we'll sell. And I think that that strategy, segregated from our other strategies, could, over the long term, create a great source of revenue for the Nebula, for the DAO.
Sefi, are you fine to have your name at the same sentence with somebody selling Luna? I don't know about that.
Maybe. But, you know, sort of a way to look at that concept of selling would be, you know, number one, you wouldn't sell all of your Luna simultaneously. So if you had a batch that you're intending to sell, like what I would do is I would have it in something like maybe a Luna X for a majority of the Luna. And that way the coin itself is increasing in value while you wait. So it's capital efficient. And then let's say, for example, you pick some number, like every 5% the price goes up. We're going to sell some of this batch on a pro rata basis so that, let's say, price goes up 5%, you sell, I don't know, 5% of your Luna. And then if it goes up 10%, then you sell 10% of your Luna. So a larger amount, the higher the price goes. So you would exit geometrically similar to how you might do the same thing on the other way, on the way down. So I wouldn't do this with, I wouldn't recommend any treasury do this with all their money, but if there's a small fraction that you're trying to exit, there are definitely some strategies you can put in place that don't require like a lot of active management. You know, maybe a set of limit orders or something like that might make the job, you know, very transparent, like Longcoin was saying. Because like when I see this all playing out in a DAO format, like do you want to really be having a lot of votes for things? And B, do you want to have things where just people are like pushing a trigger at some point versus something that's already set in stone? Long ahead of time, right? So, you know, and part of that B Luna idea with UST, you could have some community engagement stuff there too. Like if you had a pool of UST that was being built up and you just had some fun events like on Twitter or something like that, where maybe you take like little spontaneous votes or something like that and say, hey, you want to participate in, you know, this game? And, you know, you just let either Galactic DAO or even outside community members sort of like vote, and you know, it might provide a lot of discussion and on Twitter and things like that to gin up some excitement.
Well, Sefi, can I get your thoughts on, I know you talk a lot about rebalancers and the volatility recently, especially of Luna constantly going up and down 1%. Do you think it would be a good or bad strategy to enter into some type of rebalancer, a grid, like a 1% grid, or do you foresee that there's just too much potential impermanent loss with a strategy like that?
It's not so much the impermanent loss. The discussions I had on the math with we did some research with the Nexus Protocol folks, and our problem on Terra for doing anything really complicated like frequent trading, the downside is that currently our slippage loss is still too high on Astroport. Maybe with Vertex Protocol, there may be some interesting possibilities. But for right now, I wouldn't look into anything too high frequency. The second thing I wouldn't do is anything that requires you to go like off-chain, like say, for example, a centralized exchange, is probably going to create too many new security holes, problems, and confusion among the DAO in terms of transparency. So I probably wouldn't go that route either. So what's really interesting to me is really what's coming from Nebula. I think that's going to represent some of the most hands-off strategies that are going to make a lot of sense for you guys. Like, in particular, if you take numerous auto-compounding assets, like an X-Prism, an X-Kinetic, an X-Astro, Luna X, et cetera, you can actually do the volatility rebalancing, you know, in a way that's capital efficient you know, what I understand of the design of that protocol. And then simultaneously, you're getting the value of all the assets that are sitting in your vault, because the staking value is going up automatically without having to claim and restake or do any of that kind of mess. So that could be a really, again, we should see how Nebula executes and how that runs, but it looks super, super interesting to me from a treasury perspective, especially with Nebula. And by the way, it would more or less accomplish a rebalancer concept, and it can do it on-chain in a reasonably cost-effective and capital-efficient way, hopefully. So we'll have to see how the yields play out there, but I would definitely keep an eye on that as one of the major DAO treasury tools. Yeah.
And I think it's worth noting at this point that any strategy that minimizes ingerence from the Nebula would be a good one, because for everybody that has joined us now and hasn't listened earlier, we are planning to create a new multisig that will you know, be under the control of the Nebula and the partially the team and Galactic DAO ambassadors. For anyone that doesn't know what a multisig is, it's a Terra wallet that requires more than one person to sign a transaction for that transaction to be executed. This allows everybody to be, well, basically just increased security, knowing that no one person can, you know, control the funds. But at the same time, it's very, very time consuming to make everybody sign that transaction. So strategies that minimize manual out-compounding and manual transfer of funds might actually be preferable to the ones that require a lot of upkeep. Sorry, please do go on. I think Bertrand was the first to raise his hand, and then Xulian again.
Yes, thank you. I kind of wanted to just piggyback on what Seppi said. I think the Nebula strategy is extremely attractive. One, because it's automated. I think another reason is that it's auditable. Now there's no question of what you're doing with the treasury. You have a cluster that can be audited by anyone, and they know exactly where the treasury is investing. So I really think this is a valuable tool. Not just obviously for treasuries, but for the whole ecosystem and for investors. The second point I wanted to make is I think what this offers is dynamic clusters where you can add and remove assets, again, that are auditable. I come from a Bitcoin background. I'm very bullish about Luna, but I think Bitcoin is a very, very important asset in a treasury. And to quickly explain why, I think if I look at the economy, the Luna economy, I look at it in three dimensions. One, it's tied to the value of the dollar or the euro dollar because of UST. Two, it's tied to the crypto economy, and in that sense competes against other DeFi kind of protocols. But I think So in a way, it's more diversified because it has UST, which other competitors don't have. But I think Bitcoin is another asset that is correlated against those. So if I look at it from a portfolio diversification perspective, I think it's very important to have Bitcoin.
If anyone doesn't have anything to add to that point, Xulian, you've had your hand up for a while.
Yeah, I wanted to continue kind of on what Seffi said. I was going to bring Nebula as well, especially the pool that's in governance right now is an AUST Luna pool. And that pool actually rebalances. It has a couple different mechanisms for rebalancing. For example, Luna circulating supply, then it rebalances more into Luna. If the supply goes down, supply goes up, it rebalances into UST. So that's definitely one of those pools that has effective impermanent loss, as in you are DCAing out and in depending on more than just price fluctuation. So that's definitely something interesting. And overall, I did want to mention how DAO's treasury has to be treated differently than a personal portfolio. That you can't just be trading or doing multiple transactions. You really want to have it be set up and then doing these long-term investments. You have to almost mimic more something what a big hedge fund would be doing. It's like a big slow-moving train, and every transaction or everything has to be a lot more thought out without like, oh, we're going to sell Luna here. I think it was Longcoin or Ezra mentioned trying to catch local tops and local bottoms. It becomes really hard as a DAO to do that kind of movement. And overall, what you want to do is more look at the bigger trends and like your almost a yearly strategy versus, oh, I'm going to be doing this for the next week. And then the next week, I'm not sure what I'm going to be trying to react.
I think this is also where, you know, it is important to remind people who have just joined us and haven't listened from the start that the Finance Nebula and what we are talking about now is not allocating the full Galactic DAO treasury, but the Finance Nebula and the strategies that we are discussing right now will be a separate multisig with, yes, a substantial portion of the funds, but not all of them. I think long-term, one of our as Galactic DAO, one of our goals is to perform more investments into early protocols and airdropping more tokens to Galactic Punk stakers, almost like a decentralized little VC for NFT holders. And I think one of the goals of Finance Nebula will also be to search for opportunities, identify protocols that we might want to support, and basically figuring out how to allocate funds. So there is also a lot to be said about having parts of our assets always in liquid form.
I'd love just to spin the conversation onto Multisigs again, because I know the Finance Nebula are proposing to launch a new Multisig, and they said they want to have a combination of the Finance Nebula ambassadors and team members on there. I'd be quite interested as to hear what their thoughts are on how that's going to be voted on or set up. I feel that with a multi-sig, especially when it's DAO controlled, as this is going to be, as far as I'm aware, the first NFT project that's got a multi-sig or treasury, which is actually controlled by the community and the holders. It'd be quite interesting as to how we'd want to go about doing that. Is this something that the community should vote on? Should they be voting in the multi-sig holders? Do we have applicants? Do the ambassadors or the nebulas basically pre-select people to put forwards? I just interested to hear people's thoughts on that and how, you know, they'd like to see it happen.
Rebel DeFi here again. Interesting question. I think I'd made assumptions regarding how that was going to work, but I'm certainly not married to them. In my head, it was going to be Finance Council members, which are 5, as well as ambassadors, which are 5, I believe, as well as the team. So that would be, 12 people? And for any transaction to go through, we'd need, say, 6 or 7 signatories, so that the Finance Council couldn't do stuff by themselves.
Yeah, I think 60% is normally like a good quorum to go for when it comes to multi-sigs. It is difficult with, obviously, you know, everyone being in different time zones, etc. But it would be interesting to actually see the DAO vote in who should hold the multi-sig. It just makes it a bit more decentralized. Especially having 12 people on a multisig to me sounds like quite a lot. I don't know if like the Finance Nebula want to choose or put forwards 3 members from the Nebula or 2 members from Nebula, and then the ambassadors put forwards 2 or 3 people, and then the team, like the actual core team, could put forwards a couple of people as well, just to keep that more tightly knitted and have people vote on it. It's interesting because as far as I'm aware, there isn't a community-owned treasury, obviously, apart from LFG, but to come to to some constraint that's, you know, pre-selected. It's going to be interesting to see how we proceed with that.
I think maybe I will chime in because this is one of the not-so-rare occurrences when I have a slightly different opinion from Jack. Well, I think personally that a lot is to be said about the trust that has already been put by DAO members into the selected DAO council. I think as much as we love being a DAO and we are trying to put most decisions into the decentralized community mind, some of the executive processes in order for this DAO to function efficiently have to be taken by the people who have already been voted in. The DAO has already voted on the Finance Nebula Council, basically signaling their trust in these people to manage the financial aspects of the DAO to some extent. And I think that could also extend to a multisig, especially if the signers are so, you know, it's not just the Finance Nebula Council, but also the team who have already proven that, you know, they can be trusted with large amount of funds without running away before multisigs were, you know, an option on Terra. So I personally, if it was up to me, I would be tempted to just decide between the already elected Nebula Council and team and ambassadors on who would be holding that multisig. I think we must be cautious not to lose ourselves in a flurry of continuous voting on everything, because this just leads to voting exhaustion and people starting to care about voting processes less. We see that with so many protocols on Terra.
Trust in karma.
Totally. but totally agree with you, Karms, here. You know, if we do another vote for multi-sig for, you know, Finance Nebula, then we'll have to do one for NFT, for education, and so on and so forth. And the whole point of voting on these nebulas is kind of facilitating the processes and not adding to the processes and making things more complicated. So I think we already have the people in place to make that decision and go forward with it. So I'm fine with going with the people we have right now.
Just to echo those thoughts a tiny bit more, I don't want to miss out on the Lavana lock drop. So let's get it done.
Yeah, as I said, missing out on Astro lock drop will haunt me forever.
Just a quick one there, because you mentioned Karma, and I probably will lose connection pretty quickly. Will Galactic DAO be buying Astro or farming Astro to be a player in the Astro Wars, or become? Because basically, if you farm Astro, you have it sitting there, you can be bribed in the future, which is a great income stream. I don't know if there's any thoughts in the Financial Nebula that has been done around this.
I'll just jump in on that one, Danku. I mean, that's what we're thinking. If we are going to be going into sort of Luna pools, we can just have that sitting on Astroport, earning Astro rewards. So not heavily buying Astro, but unless we did something like Sefi was suggesting as well, and just holding Luna and then DC dollar cost averaging into Astro, which, I mean, I'm not against. But I'm quite happy to have some sizable LPs on Astroport.
I think one thing to consider is with a multi-sig, obviously you're going to rely on people having to sign for those transactions to go ahead. As a team, we know that it does take normally a couple of hours, being in different time zones, to actually get transactions signed off. So, I mean, DCAing is a bit different. Obviously, the plan is to do it over a longer period of time. So I suppose it doesn't matter if a transaction takes a little bit longer to go through. But it's just something to bear in mind, having to make transactions daily or weekly, whoever's in charge of lining up the transactions for the multi-sig, like, that will take a fair amount of work to manage. So yeah, just a heads up on that.
Can I ask a question? Have you guys heard of anybody creating like some DeFi DAO tool type page? You know, there are some tasks that you guys are describing that seem like a real pain in the ass with multi-sig. Like, for example, something so simple as farming Astro tokens and periodically restaking them for compounding. You know, there's going to be like a list of sort of routine tasks like that. It'd be interesting if there were more automations for such a thing. I know Spectrum Protocol has something like that, like a Luna Luna, and it automatically stakes to Astro and holds it for you. You know, but using some of those tactics might help reduce the amount of button clicking and voting and whatnot that's involved.
Sophie, I don't know. Go ahead, Karma.
Go ahead, Danku, and I will, you know, supplement.
No, just, I don't know if Sefi saw that Astroport is working on a DCA bot. It made me very happy, and it hopefully makes you pretty happy that we will soon have a DCA bot provided by a protocol itself, where you can just put down your funds and they are buying it for you then periodically, whatever you like. And then another thought in terms of the whole multi-sig, which makes me always laugh, is, I mean, whoever holds the multi-sig can just send funds to a third-party wallet who is managing, even if day trading, and nobody needs to care about signing. It's more the trust that you need to entitle somebody. So probably that's the easiest way forward. Just give it to somebody as a thought, right? Of course, trust is involved, but for the rest, I agree. I mean, you guys are doing, I don't know if you realize, you're right now doing one of the most interesting developments I think ever seen in DeFi. As you said, Karma, there is right now probably no other DAO or project which is trying to create this governance environment. And you will have struggles, but just try it out.
Yeah, so thank you, Danku. Not to toot our horn here too much, there are indeed NFT DAOs, you know, on ETH and on Solana, they have months, if not years, head start. And there have been examples of very, very, you know, successful investment strategies. But I think we have learned a lot from experiences made on these other chains, and we approach this very cautiously and in a very, as we are demonstrating here, with lots of discussion and caution. And I think especially in Terra, because we are still such a small environment, it's such a pleasure to be able to discuss these things openly, get a lot of community exposure and community feedback. And it's almost as if we are together striving to improve these strategies and learn together. Having said that, I would like to return to the topic of the multisig, which is a very convoluted topic. So for NFT projects, even if we were trying to, it's actually pretty impossible right now to hold all funds in a multisig, especially because as an NFT project, we also have an NFT treasury. We hold many punks, including rank 2 Terrarian Royalty Punk, which we hope will be worth lots in the future. But the multisigs right now are actually very, very basic on Terra. I'm not trying to criticize any builders here. I'm just comparing. And especially for DAOs, it's, for example, impossible to transfer NFTs on a multisig. So no matter how valuable our NFT DAOs are, we still have to hold them on a hot wallet that some of, you know, team members have access to. Now, long term, Sefi, I agree with you. Creating some more advanced tools will be very, very favorable. And this is something that we are actually looking at. It would be very, very advantageous to everybody to create a better UI for multisigs aimed specifically at DAOs, specifically at, you know, collectives that will allow us a nicer way of manipulating these funds and NFTs included. So this is something that we will be looking at with our developers and something that can hopefully, you know, be open sourced and open to everybody down the line. Now, if anyone has already, you know, had some thoughts about improving the interface and improving the actual utility of the multisig as it currently is, do reach out in our Discord and we can take this forward.
I think while we're on the topic of development, I don't know if I'm going to be giving away, not alpha, but jumping the gun a little bit. But so far, we haven't had any form of DAO governance on-chain for NFT communities. And hopefully, either today or tomorrow, that is going to change. Just watch out for our announcements, basically. And yeah. Just be ready with your punks. Someone will say.
Okay, come on. We can say some more than that. We will be moving forwards with you know, a first test vote on chain for the Galactic DAO. Don't get too excited. Sadly, so far the voting will be available only with the punks that are not staked. But this will not be an important vote. This will be just a test vote. We will think of something funny. It won't be me because my jokes have been feedbacked as very boomer.
Just to add to that, the vote has already been decided on, so we're safe from Karma's bad sense of humor.
Yeah, you have been saved by the rest of GP team. Where was I? Yes. So we will be voting, but just as a test proposal. So please don't feel, you know, sort of like pressured into unstaking your punks. This is not a serious vote. This will be a test flow for our developers to be able to assess if everything is clear. The UI will still be pretty simple. But again, this is just to test the flow. And hopefully within a week, at most 2 weeks, we will have a full rollout of on-chain voting on DAO proposals. So you will be able to vote with your punks. In the first iteration...
I need to buy now a punk on the open market, Karma, right, to participate. Is that what I'm hearing here?
If that is what you heard, I am not going to dissuade you from pursuing another purchase, Danku. Maybe you will diversify your assassin strategy so far.
I see that your jokes are true boomer jokes. Damn.
See? Well, moving on. This was an excellent joke. Moving on. In the first iteration, we will be voting basically as a full vote. So no matter how many punks you hold, this is going to be the weight of your vote. If you hold just one, your vote is weighted as one. If you hold eight, your vote is weighted as eight votes. This will actually help us immensely with reaching quorum, because so far with DAO votes, we have been voting in Discord. And no matter how many punks you hold, your vote was counted as one. With a quorum that we have established at 20%, it was sometimes very, very difficult to reach quorum because most active members hold lots of punk supply. Now, down the line, what we are planning to implement is you being able to almost pursue quadratic voting. So let's say you hold eight punks and there is a vote with multiple options. You can't quite decide which option you would love. So let's say you will vote option A with four of your punks and option B with another four of your punks. I think that will help with, you know, pursuing good strategies and good voting where people are not forced to just commit to one option.
In other words, quadratic NFT voting.
Yay!
And will you also have quadratic NFT Prism Amps Galactic Punk voting, right? In terms of that, the longer I stake, the more votes I get. I don't know if that's... I think I asked that like back then. You guys were not yet clear if that's something. I don't know if there has been any talks because, you know, right? The longer somebody stakes, I think the more interesting it maybe becomes to also benefit those people.
We have been looking at how we can revamp our staking, but nothing's been decided on that, so I'm not going to say anything. I don't like to create false hype. So yeah, there have been thoughts within the team, but it's very difficult to actually add that in for our voting right now. We'd have to basically just rewrite the contracts, which we've, you know, been writing, so it would just push things back further. Like, this is something we can add later down the line. 100%.
Get ready for a GP amps boosting that puts Aster to shame. Liquid punk staking and wrapped punk. I don't know. Obviously, another joke. But I think for now, voting will remain, you know, how many punks you have, this is the weight of your vote, no matter how long you have been staking or holding them. And down the line, the discussion on how to weight this or how to weight rewards for punk staking, and if these will be increased for people who stake long term, this is something that will be just discussed within the DAO and openly. For now, I think we will stick with simple flows and simple processes to just test this out and actually roll this out for the first time.
Yeah, once it's rolled out, once we have this this voting platform ready to go, hopefully we'll be able to open source it so other NFT projects can jump on and utilize our contracts to be able to, you know, have on-chain voting. We will hopefully be creating a Galactic repository. It may take a little while to do, but yeah, anything that the DAO makes, we want to at some point open source it just to help out other NFT projects.
Absolutely. So this will include if I'm not mistaken, and if this doesn't change, because ultimately the decision is also up to devs, but we would love to open source punk staking, this on-chain voting, and also the minter that we have done for Toads and where we helped with for Baby Bulls. So, you know, an entire like suite of tools for other people to build upon and use, because there is nothing else in this space than, you know, not aligning on building efforts and for people to just keep building the same things instead of communicating and using resources to their best potential. So I really, really hope that, you know, we can help a little, and it will also make it easier for smaller projects, because then they will only have to pay devs to adjust this code and implement it instead of basically writing it from scratch. The barriers will be lowered.
Jumping in real quick. Danku, just so you're not thrown back by the coding. It has been discussed quite a bit. Yesterday, we were actually talking about it with Rebel and Towie about having not only the amps for staking punks, but also some way of snapshotting active participants and also benefiting those punks or those more active participants, not just with how long you've been staking, but how active you are with governance. But there's just a lot to deal with like snapshots so that people don't game it. And it's just been an ongoing conversation on that. So we're definitely like everyone's definitely thinking of those ways to benefit more term participants.
Yet, this is yet another thing that voting on-chain will make easier. Once we are all on-chain, it will be so easy to track wallets that regularly and reliably vote on proposals, you know, fulfilling their DAO duty and advancing this DAO forward. So this is not just because we really strive, you know, for on-chain transparency. This is also from a very business point of view and workflows point of view, makes sense for us as an organization to incentivize people active long term. And on chain, this is just the most perfect way of doing it. So Xulian, I think that will make it much easier. And we could even implement this, you know, within an individualized DAO profile for people, you know, your own dashboard displaying which votes you have participated in, and almost like a little DAO participation history that we will certainly strive to build, but it will take a bit longer. Now, if I don't see any other hands being raised, and I start to see people dropping off, plus I have to admit that some of the core team members have to jump on a meeting in 7 minutes, so we will sadly have to bring this incredible spaces to a close slowly. As we have said already, look out for big announcement this week. This is going to be very exciting. And the Finance Nebula and our absolutely amazing councilmen will adjust their proposals, and we will soon be voting on enabling them to pursue all these strategies. So I believe Mikata-chan also wanted to remind people about some whitelists.
Hey guys, also want to mention that for any citizens that want to jump in the conversation, the Finance Nebula, just go there, talk, discuss, join us. Talking about whitelists, so we have, I believe, two whitelists still open, and then a giveaway going on too with Gravikats. Meta Builders were awesome enough to give us 21 whitelist spots. That whitelist will be closing today. So if you haven't already submitted your information, please do so. We will be choosing a winner today. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Seffi. Thank you, Danku. I think he's already dropped off, possibly had to get on a plane. Thank you, Bolin. Thank you, Skeleton Punks community as well, for joining us today. I'm so sorry we weren't able to, you know, go more in detail on the multisig, but we will be continuing these discussions, and we will be continuing, you know, open discourse on how to make this better for all communities, to improve security and to improve communication with each other. Thank you everybody for joining us today. I really loved it. This was great. And I can't wait for the next time we talk on these DAO spaces. And that will be next week, by the way. We will strive to make these every week on Sundays from now on. Lovely talking to you. And bye-bye.
Amazing. Thanks, everyone.
Good night, all.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Galactic DAO Treasury Strategy Space, recorded on Sunday, April 24th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay. Checking that replay, sing along, and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody wanna rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows. But then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, motherfucker, step the fuck back. Doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money. Looking like another crooked Sunday, and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods. Amazed to play Inception, the bass stay blessed.
See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, huge sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around three quarters of a cent to listen to one of their tracks, leaving only some portion of that for the actual artist.
You can't even say they're making pennies per play.
Until they can figure out how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies.
Another day, another lesson, living in the eighth dimension, might be worth a little mention, living in the Great Depression, got a real regal feel, reeling in another sucker fish, out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence, like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointing too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music.